Well, let's get a report from Ishmaming talking to Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports, and I appreciate your time.
No problem, Adam.
I guess congratulations are in order. Your deer hunting season at this point, at least for your two main tags anyway, is done, right? You got your second buck last week.
Yeah, Saturday morning, 8:40, I shot a nice big mature six-pointer.
Did you get that thing aged or weighed or anything?
Not yet. I'll be heading down tomorrow to take care of that business. But I'm kind of excited to hear the age and get a good weight on them.
I would imagine that when you cut them open, you're seeing a lot of fat, though.
A lot of fat, full of acorns at them.
Yeah.
Definitely, things are looking better this year than I've seen in the past.
I got to tell you, man, I have not seen this much excitement or heard this many good reports in probably over 5 years, at least, from so many bow hunters that are encouraged and rifle hunters that got trail cams out. So, first of all, I'd like to talk a little more about your buck. Actually, both your bucks. Can you kind of just help folks understand how you hunt? Because you don't hunt like most people. You're not putting a pile of apples out or anything, are you?
No. Beginning of the year, I hunt mostly runs. Transition areas, feeding to bedding to water. Later on this time of year, when it starts cooling off, I'll move into completely different locations where the hardwood's at. And, you know, I do make mock scrapes and I maintain them mock scrapes, and that's what led me to this buck I shot Saturday.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the rut right now and what you're seeing out there on your trail cams. Because I'm assuming you still have trail cams out?
This morning I went and took down 7 trail cameras. North of 41, I had a whole bunch. South of 41, I had a whole bunch. And every single camera from the past week has sparring bucks and bucks I've never seen before on all 7 of them cameras.
Did you have any really big dandies?
Adam, some people are going to have some really good wall hangers this year.
I love it, man. That's a great way to put it. Any recommendations at this point if somebody's out there bow hunting right now before, you know, the crowds show up for rifle season? What would you be doing still, and what would you recommend to folks?
Rub lines and scrapes. Six-pointer I shot, he checked this one scrape line where I actually had a camera 3 times, or Friday during the day before I was able to harvest him on Saturday, and maintain them mock scrapes. If it doesn't look like it's active, take a stick, mess it up a little bit, put a little buck urine down, and watch it, because it's getting very, very exciting out there for the archers and leading up to rifle season.
All right, Ryan, well, you mentioned some buck urine, and that's where I want to go a little bit later this hour. I want to talk about some key hunting products that you would recommend that you have there at Wilderness Sports. Can we get a little more time from you?
Sure, no problem, Adam.
Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. We're going to pick his brain as yet again this year. He's gotten 2 bucks with his bow before rifle season. So stay tuned. We'll try to get some good information and good product ideas later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.